विष्णुवंश
श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनस्थितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभारुणसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण In our country, it is India, it is very famous for all religious activities, isn't it? No? India is very famous for spiritual activities. And you'll find it's not very surprised. I request devotees, please do not walk, because when you walk, then it will create noise, it disturbs focus, you lose focus. So just keep quiet for some time. Just sit, let us hear. And when you walk, walk very softly so that it should not be disturbed. So India is a very famous place for spiritual activities and religious activities. But unfortunately, if you see, the Indians are not very, especially the Hindus, they practice so many spiritual activities. The most important part is that they do so many things on the name of religion. But the unfortunate part is that they don't know what are they doing. If you ask them, why are you doing? Like, many students we have seen that they worship, they have their, in their rooms, they have pictures of Ganesh, Hanumanji, and all so many demigods, Durgaji, Shivaji, Someone have Ram, some have Krishna. And they have their sentiments with them. They have attached their sentiments. If you say anything to Hanumanji or Ganeshji, then they will feel very bad, whatever they are worshipping. Same students, they go to the college, institute, and there they read Darwin theory, isn't it? And they write in the exam that Darwin said that everything comes from matter, and there is nothing called God, such thing they write. You write or not? You write like this, isn't it? So they do everything nicely. And they have to write Darwin theory, they write nicely. They have to come and show Agarbatti, that also they do nicely. Why? How can you do both together? You understand my point? How can you do both together? You are attached to these scientific theories which defies God. At the same time, you are worshipping. Means that why they do these two contradictory things? It's a question. You are following the theistic things also very attached. at the same time you are worshipping. Because actually they don't know actually whether God exists or not. If you don't know and you do some activity without purpose, without knowledge of its importance, without in a systematic manner, what do you call such things? This process is called as, you know, do the very nicely things, you know, very attached, you are very attached to the process, you know, char bar aise ghumana hai, aise na, idhar se tilak lagana hai, yeah. You do very in a strict manner, but you don't know the purpose. What do you say such process? This is called ritual. You know this? Ritual. Without knowing the purpose, without knowing the proper process, and we do the many activities which we have concocted on our own way. Or if we have not concocted, someone else, dadi or dada or some, no, someone, baba has concocted. And then he is saying, he is doing, therefore I am doing. But I don't know exactly what, whether I am doing it is right or wrong. This is called avidhi purvakam. This is called kama istaste hitas jnanam prapadyante ane devata. So many ways of worship people have invented, and it doesn't match with each other, isn't it? Somebody, if you go to the temples, people pay obeisance in a different way. Somebody goes and, you know, like aise niche karke aur chuma leta hai first pe. Aapne dekha hai koi? First pe chuma leta hai. कोई जाएगा लगना ऐसे घूमेगा एकदम सर्कल में तीन चार बार भगवान के सामने ऐसे पूरा अपना अंग का दिखाएगा आगे पीछे सब भगवान जी को देख लीजिए मैं कैसा हूँ आगे पीछे सब है ना एंड समबडी गोज एकदम ऐसे एकदम स्ट्रेट ऐसे एंड समबडी गोज एकदम फ्लैट एकदम बिल्कुल एकदम ऐसे गिर जाता है सो एक्चुअली नो वन नोज व्हाट टू डू हाउ व्हाट इज एग्जैक्ट प्रोसेस How to do the things exactly. And we do religious activities, but in our own way. It's called whimsical way. So therefore, if you don't do spiritual activities in a very well-guided manner, and we do on our own way, what will be the result, you know? Little discrepancy in the religious practice, eh? He'll chant later. Eh? This is also whimsical way. You can chant later. When we are hearing, we should not chant while hearing the lecture. So you are hearing my voice or you are hearing Hare Krishna. This is the offense, you know. It's offense. Why I am telling this? You will come to know later. Therefore there is need of what? Need of guidance. You understand? Spiritual life you can't do without guidance. Therefore, tad vijnanartham sa guru meva bhigacche. If you want to understand the truth, tattva, that science, vijnan, which science? Not modern science, that science of spirituality. You must sa guru meva abhigacche. You must accept a bona fide guide. Without guide, you can't do spiritual activity. And everything, whatever we do, we must consult, we must be sure that whether we are doing it is on the right track. Otherwise what will happen, that you may be doing this in a ritualistic way without knowing the purpose. Just like there is an example, at once upon a time there was a temple. So in the temple there was a priest. So priest used to worship the Lord. And then, every day there used to be a cat. Cat used to come, and every day she used to disturb the priest. So what priest did, when he was very much disturbed, what he did? He caught the cat and bound him with the rope, and then tied the rope to the nearby tree. वहाँ पे पेड़ था उसे बांध दिया उसको. And then, he used to worship, you know, very smoothly, without any disturbance. like that, and he used to feed cat every day so that she should not be insulted. So therefore, what happened? Time passed like that, and the priest died. Priest died. And then new priests and his descendants came, and they started worshipping in the temple. And then one day, this cat, also died. So when cat died, the priest stopped worshipping, new priest. Why, He said, how can you worship God without cat? Because it is our custom since the century, my father is to worship the God with cat. I have never seen that worship of God without cat nearby in the tree. So we can't worship, we stop worshipping. Unless we bring a new cat and bind it with the tree, we can't worship the Lord. This is called ritualistic. Without knowing the purpose, without having proper understanding and proper knowledge, if you practice spiritual activity, evam shastram vidhi utsrijya vartate kam karta na santim avapnati na sukham na param gatim. If you do spiritual activities on your own whims, on your own way, without consulting the Guru, without consulting the Shastras, then what will happen? You will not attain the desired objective. You understand? So, why we are discussing this point? Because we see that many people, sentimentally, they do spiritual activities. Like many times, you are here in Vrindavan, but you should know this point very well, that this Vrindavan is such a place where we are not allowed to step on. We are not allowed to come here. यहाँ पे हमारे जैसे पापी व्यक्ति के लिए एंट्री नहीं है. Only very very highly realized soul are allowed to enter into the boundary of Vrindavan. Why, Because if your heart is impure, if you come to Vrindavan, then you will be committing so many offenses. Offenses, aparad. Because we are not on that level, therefore we will be committing so much aparad. And those aparads are counted 1,000 times in Vrindavan. So what? If you do wrong things, then you will be 1,000 times punished for that in Vrindavan. It is so. So people think, oh, Vrindavan chalte hain, bada maja hai, wahan pe chaat khayenge, thoda ghumenge, thoda mandiron mein maja lenge, thoda bada acha picnic spot hai Vrindavan. Like that, people come to Vrindavan. Some people come with their girlfriends also. Krishna did Ras Leela, he will also do Ras Leela. But they don't know that for this sin they are going to be punished for millions of years in the hellish planet. So they are also coming to Vrindavan. But they will be punished. You understand my point? So the same Vrindavan which was supposed to elevate us to the higher platform, same Vrindavan will be the cause of their fall down, degradation. If you don't take it in a proper sense. Therefore, we should know how to execute, how to live in dham. So scripture says, Vedic scripture says, that whenever you visit a holy place, do not go and bathe in river to get purified immediately, or go and do, many people they do big parikrama also. If you go to Govardhan, you see many people do and do Dandavati parikrama. So hard. And you'll find we don't do all those hard works. So you may think, अरे हमसे तो अच्छा ये प्रभु जी से तो अच्छा तो ये लोग हैं, ये देखो कितना hard work कर रहे हैं, परिक्रमा कर रहे हैं पूरा गोवर्धन की. प्रभु जी तो पैदल भी नहीं जा रहे हैं, हमें लेके आगे वृंदावन में यहाँ बैठा के आराम से वो भी बैठे हुए क्लास दे रहे हैं और हमें भी सुना रहे हैं. एंड सो दीज पीपल आर बेटर देन प्रभु जी, लेटर बेटर लेट अस फॉलो देम, इजंट इट? यू मे स्टार्ट थिंग लाइक दैट, बट यू रिमेम्बर दैट कृष्णा डजंट सी दैट हाउ हार्ड वर्क यू आर डूइंग, बट ही सीज हाउ वॉट विथ वॉट इंटेंशन यू आर डूइंग, with how much purity you are doing, with how much knowledge you are doing. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chatur vidha bhajante maam, char prakar ke log meri sharan mein aate hain. Kaun kis prakar ke? Artho arthathi jigyasu and gyani. But then he says in next sloka, artho means those who are pirit. Pirit means those who are suffering. No? They are in pain, no? Dukkha. Then Artharthi, those who need wealth, you know, they are in scarcity of wealth, they take shelter of Lord, God. You know, they come and do Dandavati Parikrama, then at the end say, Giriraj Maharaj, mere beti ki shaadi kara dijiyega, you know, like that. Ya, mera bete ka job ho jaye, Artharthi. And then Jigyasu, inquisitive, you know, they want to know what is there in Govardhan. And then Jnani. Jnani means the one who knows what is Giriraj, who is Krishna, why I should, you know, circumambulate Govardhan here, why I should do, what is the importance, what is Vrindavan, first of all we should know this. You know, how many of you know who is Krishna? No one. You know this? No, none of us know who is Krishna. Krishna said, जन्म कर्म च मे दिव्यम एवं युवेति तत्वतः त्यक्त्वा देहं पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति सो अर्जुन. इफ यू गिव अप दिस बॉडी यू विल नेवर टेक बर्थ अगेन. इफ यू कम कैन अंडरस्टैंड मी इन तत्व नॉट सुपरफिशियली. सो नन ऑफ अस नो तत्व. फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग इज टू नो द तत्व. व्हाट इज कृष्णा? हु इज दिस कृष्णा? हु इज दिस कवर्ड बॉय? He is not ordinary person, ordinary young boy and girl, Radha and Krishna, they are not like that. So if you don't know, then you will see Radha Krishna, okay, oh, they are also like girlfriend and wife, boyfriend, you know, doing Rasleela, and then you will also go and do Rasleela. Many people do parikrama and then they can't control their senses and they do go back to Vrindavan and they do lot of sense gratification. And they say, we have done lot of parikrama, we have done lot of spiritual advancement. So such people, you know, those who do spiritual practices sentimentally, without knowing the, without knowledge, they are, but then this is one category. Another category, they know. First, they are trained under the guidance of a spiritual master. They are properly educated in science of Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Tattva. So, they are properly educated in Krishna Tattva. So such people are called Jnani. They understand what are they doing, they understand. They don't do it without knowledge. So such people are Krishna is calling Jnani. And then next sloka Krishna is saying that a Jnani, out of these four ways, the one who worships me with knowledge, that is Jnani. You know, with the Jnana, with proper understanding, he is the topmost. He doesn't say that others are not important. He says others are also, they will get little benefit. But the one who worships me with knowledge, he is considered to be topmost. Now, what would you say to the people who are sentimentally doing activity as a ritual, or some sentiments are there? Such people are called sahajiya. No? Sahajiya. They take it cheaply. Now what is the symptom of the people who do spiritual practice in a cheap manner? So such people, they come to Vrindavan, they do spiritual activity and then they go back and they again do money making, you know, too much sense gratification. They are attached to wealth, women, wine. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada made the rules and regulations for the members of our ISKCON society. The Sahajiya people, they don't have any rules and regulations to follow. Unko boli aap rule regulation follow karo. No meditating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. Nahi nahi nahi, ye ki, iski kya zarurat hai? Na? Why I should follow the rules and regulations? I have love for God in my heart. I have love. Now let us tell, how many of us are free from lust? None of us, isn't it? We all have the attraction for opposite sex. Illicit sexual attraction is there within our heart. So therefore, we, Prabhupada, emphasized, before you try to understand Krishna, or before you try to understand the very deep, confidential pastimes of the Lord Krishna, you have to purify your heart. Without purifying the heart, you can't understand spiritual subject matter. It's not possible. Today our heart is contaminated with 6 dirty things. They are called anartha. Anartha. Dirty things in our heart. These 6 things are kama, krodha, mada, lobha, moha, matsarya. They are the 6 things. Kama, lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, and illusion. And we all admit that it is all there within our heart, isn't it? Lust, greed, all these things are there in our heart. So the first process is the most important for those who are interested in understanding spiritual matter, purification of heart. It is the most important part and is the first step in Krishna consciousness. Unless our heart is not purified, we can't taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. Just like in a bottle, in a bottle, very nice shining bottle, there is honey in the bottle. Bottle is very transparent, so there you can see honey, isn't it? You can see honey. Honey you can see. Then you take out your tongue and go and try to lick the honey. Will you get the taste? No. Why? Because there is a layer of glass. You are seeing honey, but you can't taste it. So similarly, we know Krishna's Leela, we know so many things, but we can't taste the nectar of Krishna consciousness. We can't realize the spiritual knowledge. We can't get higher realization, higher taste. So what happens? What happens if you don't get higher taste and you are doing something? You can't continue for long. You can't continue for long. You will not develop strong faith into that. You'll do it as a ritual, as a method to get prestige in the society. Prestige. अरे मैंने 10,000 ब्राह्मणों को खाना खिला दिया. अच्छा 10,000 ठीक है मैं 15,000 को खिलाऊंगा तुमसे आगे जाऊंगा. मैं तो पता है हम लोग गए थे वृंदावन ऋषिकेश बद्रीनाथ हरिद्वार द्वारका कांचीपुरम बहुत घूम के आए. बहुत क्या क्या आपने वहां पे जाके करना क्या है करना क्या है पिकनिक मनाया मजा किया. वहां पे जा डिड यू हियर फ्रॉम साधु देयर अबाउट द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड साधु ये कहा क्या होता है. नो वी डोंट हैव अटैचमेंट टू हियरिंग अबाउट द लॉर्ड. इफ यू गो टू होली प्लेस एंड इफ यू डोंट हियर अबाउट द लॉर्ड देन योर यात्रा इज नॉट कंप्लीट. So first we should know. So therefore the purification of heart is very, very important. We should focus. In the beginning, all these spiritual aspirants, they should focus on purifying the heart. Now the purification of heart from all these 6 things, how does it take place? Cheto darpana marjanam. Cheto means heart, consciousness, chitta. There is a mirror. On our mirror of our mind, lot of dust is accumulated, dust of these six things, lust, greed, anger, envy, pride, illusion, and moha. So these are the dirts that are accumulated, thick layer. Because for since many millions and millions of lifetimes, we have been doing all these six things. So the layer, one layer after another layer, such a thick, huge layer is there, you will not realize unless you don't try to start cleaning. Just like when, no, Prabhuji, I don't have that much. Hai, mere andar hai, itna jyada nahi hai. No, we have very thick. Like many times when you see a room, na, you go to your room and you see, you will not find that much dirt. But when you start cleaning the room, then what happens? Itna sara dust. Arre, itna tha, isme main so raha tha. So when you start cleaning, then you realize how much our heart is dirty. And it takes a lot and lot of, hard work to clean the heart. And then only you are eligible to understand the higher principles of spirituality. Then you will develop your Divya Chakshu. Understand? Divya Chakshu. Transcendental eye. And third eye, people say, no? Third eye. What is that third eye? The third eye is that when your heart is purified from these six things, then you develop the divine vision. Then you go beyond three modes. Modes of passion, ignorance and goodness. And then, with that spiritual vision, you can see this world. So, you can't develop spiritual vision unless your heart is not pure. So that's the first and foremost important aspect, step in Krishna consciousness is to purify the heart. Now, let me say that you come in Krishna consciousness, how will you purify the heart? So purification of the heart is done through, there is a process given in the scriptures. And that process is well known to the spiritual master. Therefore, it is said that tad vijnanartham sa guru me evabhigacche. The guru knows how to purify the heart. He knows. Why he knows? Because Krishna says that tad vidhi pranipaten pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattvadarsina. You have to surrender first. What you have to do? Surrender. Tad vidhi pranipaten. Pranipaten means first you have to surrender. And surrender karne ke baad kya kar? Submissive. Submissive. You have to become submissive. Submissive means what? Ready to follow. Ready to follow. If you are convinced what I am saying right, then you have to follow. And in a submissive way, you have to hear. Like if I say you, please do not go there. Do not go to the Govardhan or Giriraj. If I say you. Now you think, no, what I know is best, I should go. Like many yatras you have seen, or many boys, they come and they leave the company of the devotees and they go to Giriraj or somewhere and like that. You know this? It happens. But when devotees say, please do not go, they say, these people, they don't know, we are more intelligent than them. But you don't know that you are in danger, great danger. If you don't do act as per the instruction of Guru or guide, Krishna will not even look at you. You jump, and many monkeys are also doing parikrama of Govardhan. Can't it? You see, all around Govardhan, so many monkeys. Krishna will not look at you. Krishna says that, go surrender to the spiritual master first, if you want to understand this. Paripaten, you ask questions, pariprasnen, you ask questions from them, how I should practice Krishna consciousness? What is the right way, correct way to practice Krishna consciousness? You have to inquire, inquiry. Athato Brahma Jigyasa. And then, Sevaya, you have to serve the spiritual master. Serving means following the instruction. Then, Upadekshanti Te Jnanam, Jnanam Tattvadarshina. Those who are Tattvadarshi. Tattvadarshi means the one who has realized the truth. Not theoretically, but practically, by practicing it. So how many people are practicing? Very few people, serious practitioner of Krishna consciousness. Very few people. Most of the people are whimsical. Whimsical, sentimentally doing it. Because practice is difficult, and nobody wants to do difficult thing. So therefore, you go for the cheap things. So therefore Krishna says that Tattva Darsina, you have to approach spiritual master. That is called Sadhu Sangha. Adav Shraddha, Tattva Sadhu Sangha. This is second stage. First is small faith, which you all have, there is no doubt about that. But then you need Sadhu Sangha, association of saintly people, guide, guru, spiritual master. And when you get such association, what do? You hear with them how to practice Krishna consciousness, how to practice the spiritual life. And then, as per their guidance, the Adav Guru Padasraya, it begins by taking shelter of a guide, spiritual guide. And as per his instruction, then you execute spiritual activity. Then only you advance in a proper way. Otherwise, it says the mantra, even if you little bit, if you change the words in the mantra, you'll get exactly opposite effect. Exactly opposite. You will not understand. It's like Vritasur, to kill Vritasur, his father Tvashta was doing, sacrifice, yajna, and he was chanting the mantra, and he made little mistake. So he was praying that through the mantra that I should get a son who would kill Indra. But little mistake happened, and then mantra meaning changed, that I should get a son who should be killed by Indra. So, like little ambiguity or discrepancy, if you don't know in a proper way how to do it, it may take you in a different path, deviation. It's like a railway track. Have you seen railway track? On the junction, when you want to change the track of the train, what happens? If you go to Delhi, and Delhi you have to go to Bombay, or you have to take a different track. Because shuru mein jab train jati hai, when you have, train has to take U-turn, so suddenly U-turn nahi hota. Kya hota hai? First you go like same, this direction. Suppose you have to go this direction. You have to go this direction and train is standing in this direction. But when train goes like this first, lagta hai is direction mein ja raha hai, and then gradually they shift. After long distance, then it gets U-turn. Understand? But in the beginning, you will not realize also. Those people who are sitting in the train, they don't realize that we have turned back. Isn't it? Because the shift is so soft and so smooth. Dheere dheere. So in the beginning, it's like just lagta hai ki hum to theek hi kar rahe hain. Aur thoda sa deviation hota hai, thoda sa aise. थोड़ा सा एंगुलर डेविएशन अगर हो गया तो दूर जाते जाते बहुत डेविएशन हो जाएगा, है कि नहीं? हाँ, थोड़ा सा डेविएट किया सर प्रभु जी, थोड़ा सा कर रहा हूँ तो क्या प्रॉब्लम है? थोड़ा सा अगर आप डेविएट करोगे तो दूर जाते जाते कितना हो जाएगा? बहुत डेविएशन हो जाएगा, है ना? सो देयरफॉर स्ट्रिक्टली यू हैव टू बी वेरी स्ट्रिक्ट इन फॉलोइंग द इंस्ट्रक्शंस. सो द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर अंडर गाइडेंस यू हैव टू डू भजन क्रिया, दैट इज द थर्ड स्टेप कॉल्ड भजन क्रिया प्रैक्टिसिंग. So what is the bhajan kriya? Is that chanting the holy name. This is the first and foremost important thing to purify the heart. Just like you were seeing in the drama that the student was so much affected by the dirty things in the heart. So these dirty things, by chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the first thing which happens is that Cheto Darpan mirrors of the heart is purified. Like that there are so many spiritual practices, sadhana, that is called sadhana, you understand? There is a sadhya, object of sadhana, what we want to achieve, sadhya, there is sadhan, and there is sadhak. You understand this teaching? Sadhak, sadhana and sadhya. Sadhak, sadhana and sadhya. Sadhya is Krishna, pure love for Krishna, that is sadhya, the object, our objective, isn't it? But to attain that objective, we have to follow a process that is called sadhana. Without following the process, you can't attain the objective. Just like if you have to get engineering degree, so there is a system, isn't it? You have to sit in the entrance exam, then get qualified, then you are entered to the first year, then you have to clear so many subjects in the first year, then second year, then third year, then fourth year. And if you successfully complete all the years, then you will get a certificate. You understand? So similarly in spiritual life also, the step-by-step process, very systematic and very scientific process. So in spiritual life also you have a process. And if you go through the process, then only you will attain the sadhya. And that process is called sadhana, spiritual practice. So nobody wants to do spiritual practice. And this spiritual practice has to be done regularly. Ye nahi ki saal mein, Prabhuji, regular to main hoon, hai na? Saal mein ek baar regular hoon. Many people say, Prabhuji, I am very regular in temple. Okay, you are regular. How regular? Every Janmashtami I must come to the temple. Every Janmashtami I certainly will come to the temple. I am very regular on Janmashtami. So like that. People are, so it's not like, saal mein ek baar, agar aap maan liye, suppose you have a disease, and if you take medicine only once in a year, will you get cured?
No.
And there is a proper prescription, isn't it? Doctor prescribes, Rx. If you take medicine on your own whims, what will happen? On your own way. No, today I'll take one and tomorrow I'll take 10. Acha, I think today I have more pain, so I should take 20 tablets. What will happen? You will die. You may die also, isn't it? And so this is what is happening. No. Sometimes we do too much and sometimes we do not do at all. Rather we do something negative things. So what happens? You will get a side effect. So therefore there is need of guidance. How much we should do, how we should do, in a proper regulated way. And regular, it should be done in a regular way. So if you see, many times I think, that in this sense, Muslims and Christians are, sometimes better than or Hindus. No? If you see Muslims, they certainly do namaz 5 times a day. Kahin bhi honge, wo namaz ke time pe baith jayenge. Train mein bhi agar honge to. Now, you all are Hindus. How many of you chant Hare Krishna every morning 4:30? Brahm Muhurta mein, how many of you get up in the Brahm Muhurta? So, kitna log uthte hain? None of you, see? So, what kind of Hindu you are? And garv se kaho hum Hindu. Yes. I went to one of the very prestigious Hindu organization, Vishwa Hindu Parishad. So they offered me, Prabhuji, will you take tea? And the general secretary and all big people, they are drinking tea. And tea is prohibited in the scriptures. It comes an intoxicant. So they are the leaders in Hindu Parishad, Vishnu Hindu Parishad, but they are, I'm not condemning, because they have their own set of principles. But what I want to convey the message, that if we don't know how to execute, follow the process, then regular, we are not ready to practice, and we want to, you know, do the things on our own way. So regulate it. There should be regulation, isn't it? Regulation in a spiritual life. So what are the regulations? That you have to get up early in the morning. This is one of the first regulation. Baba bolenge. Here there are many students who are prepared for civil services exam. Isn't it? How many of you are preparing for civil services? Okay. And many of you study mostly in the night. No?
Yes.
Mostly in the night. Now Prabhuji, how can I get up early in the morning if I study till 2 o'clock in the night? Yes. Therefore, it's difficult for you to make spiritual advancement. It's difficult. So what should I do? Therefore, you should make, of course, slow progress. But you should make your life, mold in your life in such a way that at least after 1 year or 2 years, you should come to the level where you should get up early in the morning, you know, and practice spiritual life very seriously. Because without following, you can't become advanced. Unless you don't get up early in the morning, there is no shortcut or other way. You understand?
Yes.
There is no shortcut. There is no, you know, different medicine, which we know. You have to follow the process. This is 100% sure. Now, how much you should follow the process, that depends on individual. Some of you can get up early. Somebody has habit to get up every day at 8 o'clock. How many of you get up at 8 o'clock? Oh, many. And how 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock onwards. And 6 o'clock onwards? Okay. And 5 o'clock? Okay. Now, you know, Manu Samhita says that if you get up after 6 o'clock, if a person gets up after 6 o'clock, after sunrise, then he will go to hell. You know this? We don't know. Unless, now, you say, Prabhuji, but it's not practical, I am lazy, how can I do this? You know? So therefore, if you cannot do today, you have to practice to do it. This is called sadhana. You have to practice. You have to practice to come on that level. And it's not like that today, अच्छा आज क्लास सुना तो आज से हम 4:30 बजे उठेंगे रोज. Anyway, you can't do that. Even if you try, you can't do. You understand? We can't do it. Because our body is habituated to get up at 7 o'clock. When you get up at 4:30, एक दिन तो जोश में हो जाएगा. But every day you can't do it. So what we are supposed to do? Okay, if you are sleeping at 7 o'clock, you become make it to 6:45. Now 1 month 6:45. Then another month 6:30. Then next month 6:15. Like that, gradually you have to change your track. You know? One level. And then it will be possible. Like when I was there in my BTEC, when I was doing from IIT Delhi, that MTech I was doing, I had a dream. You know? Someday I will get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I will go for morning walk. Yes, jogging and exercise. I had a dream. And of course, the dream, you know, never got fulfilled. But then when I came to Krishna consciousness, then I saw that very easy, you know, very easy to get up early in the morning. This association of devotees is so inspiring, you know. And then we started up in the, you know, early in the morning, and we don't feel anything. 4:30 is common for us. You know? 4:30 attending Mangalati is very normal. So I see how so much transformation has taken place. The main important force is association of devotees. So gradually, one is gradual and another is association. So gradually you have to see it. And if you are getting up today at 7 o'clock and then you start getting up at 6:45, This is a great advancement. You know this? You have advanced. Now, if so, Prabhuji, you are getting at 4 o'clock, I am getting at 6:45, how I am advanced? You are advanced on your level. Understand? And then you are appreciated for that contribution. If you do even 5 minutes early, get up, then get up. Like that, gradual. So this is one point, getting up early in the morning. You know? And they say, then we have to, what do, if you get up early, what you should do? You should watch cinema, movie. Maine pyar kiya. What you should do? You should do spiritual practice. So you have got up early in the morning, take bath. बड़ा मुश्किल होता है कई लोग बात 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 की बात मत कीजिए बात ये तो 2 महीने पहले सुना है था मैंने मैनी मैनी टाइम्स यू नो इन आवर स्कूल्स मैनी बॉयज वर देयर इन कॉलेज दे वुड नॉट टेक बाथ फॉर 1 मंथ आई ऑल्सो मेड वन टाइम रिकॉर्ड फॉर 7 डेज before coming into Krishna consciousness. Yes. And we, in Western countries, this is culture. They don't take bath. What they do is thoda sa asar. Because if you don't take bath for 1 or 2 days, your body will start smelling bad. Yes. You know? So what they do? Immediately they take perfume. Perfume. Pura ekdam artificial, scent. But that, even if you put perfume, it smells very bad. Yes, that's a fact. Because it's artificial. So, Vedic process recommend that you should get up early in the morning, you should take bath, and get fresh. That is called purification of the body. Suchi. Saucha. So you have to clear, your body. Clean. Cleanliness. They said that cleanliness is next to godliness. If you are not clean, how can you expect that even if you chant Hare Krishna, if your atmosphere is just like you saw when I came in the morning, I was cleaning all these things and keeping aside. Why? Because you can't have a spiritual discussion when the place is unclean. You can't. I know everybody will fall sleepy after 5-10 minutes with the mode of ignorance. Unclean atmosphere is a sign of tamogun. Tamogun. And you can't practice goodness in tamogun. So therefore, we have to clean our body, and then we have to clean our fresh cloth. We should wear fresh cloth. Kai log hote hain, ek kapda jo hai wo 10 din tak pehante hain. Wohi shirt dhoya tha aur phir 10 din tak uchal raha hai. Badbu aa rahi hai usme se aur wohi jo hai pehne hue hai. No. Every day. And it has a lot of impact on your consciousness. Lot of impact. If you wear fresh cloth, you'll see the change in your consciousness. It has a lot of impact. Suppose, agar aap koi kapda, it is our experience. If you have slept wearing the same cloth, and then get up and wo kapda utar ke nahaiye aur phir se wo kapda pehen lijiye, you'll see again, you'll feel sleepy. But if you wear fresh cloth, you'll see that your mind is fresh. It has a lot of impact. Atmosphere has a lot of impact on our consciousness. Wearing fresh cloth and then, so this is external cleanliness. And now you have to clean your mind. How? By chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the first thing we should do every day after taking bath and cleaning the body. First thing is to clean the mind, clean the heart. Cheto darpan majaram. Because, agar aap isko nahi karenge, to kya hoga? Because whole day the atmosphere is so much disturbed. Atmosphere is very much disturbed. Therefore, early in the morning we should do chanting. Therefore, our base is there in, like, we have base in our Amity Brijvasan, and we have base in Delhi University, and we have base in Mukherjee Nagar also. So that you are very fortunate that such centers are there. In even in MIT we have got base, no? Base we have in MIT also. So you are very fortunate that our devotees have arranged a very nice place, clean atmosphere, divine atmosphere near your colleges, wherever you are staying. No? Earlier in ancient days, people used to come to the temples, no? To have darshan and to have association of saintly people. But in Kali Yuga, people are very much degraded. So they can't come to the temple, therefore temple goes to them. Have you seen temple walking? You have not seen? Yeah, we have seen. You know? Like our bus this may I thought called the mobile library. So Bhagavad Gita is walking to you. Because you can't come to the shop, therefore Bhagavad Gita has to come to you. Therefore we had a book marathon month. Like that. So the devotees, you know, they go to the colleges, institute, because we are so busy we can't go to the temples. So devotees are very, very merciful. So they create facilities for all of us. And they come from temples to educators to trainers. So the best centers are there where you can go there and you can chant, sit with the devotees and chant Hare Krishna. So this is the first thing we should do every day after getting up. Many times our boys say, you know, students, Prabhuji, morning my mind fresh rata hai. So can't I open and study, you know, physics and chemistry? Sabse jada teji se ghusega andar. No. Morning time is for spiritual practice. Brahma Muhurta, morning time is made for spiritual practice. No other thing should be done at that time. And it prepares your consciousness so that throughout the day you should be in mode of goodness. So throughout the day you can remain, can become morning for you, you understand? Whole day can become morning for you if you spend morning in mode of goodness. If you spend your morning in mode of passion, reading books, academic books, then what will the whole day will remain? Passionate and ignorant. So morning is spiritual practice. And then whole day will remain in goodness and then you can study whole day. No? So preparing the consciousness for entire day. That is called by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then we have Mangalati. No? In our base centers we have 4:45 to 6:30 chanting, then 6:30 to 7 we have Mangalati. And then 7 o'clock we have lectures, just like here you are hearing. So we have lectures, you know, Prabhupada lecture, you know, tapes or sometimes devotees are there, they will speak transcendental subject matter. By hearing, Srinivatam Sokatha Krishna, Punya Sravana Kirtana, Hridaya Antahasthahi Avadrani Vidhunoti Suhrit Satam. By hearing, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Regularly hearing. No? Hearing is very important. If you hear, in hearing, you get motivated to perform good things. So we all need inspiration and motivation. So every day, daily, we need this motivation. Agar aap ek din nahi hearing karenge, you will see that, you know, you will become slackened in your spiritual practice. So, weekly, अभी तक तो आप लोग weekly programs attend करते रहे हैं कि नहीं? Everyone, but सप्ताह में एक दिन अगर आप दवाई लेंगे तो कितना प्रभाव पड़ेगा? It has importance, of course. कहते blind uncle is better than no uncle, है कि नहीं? But just imagine if once a week you are hearing, it is so important, so powerful. If every day you hear, how much transformation you can bring in your life. So hearing is 7 to 7:30, then you have prasad. You know? Prasadam. Eat Krishna prasadam. Suddha satvik, you know, food offered to the Lord. And that food has divine energy. Aapko samajh mein nahi aayega. Ye divine kaise hai? Ye bhi to usi type of rice hai, dal hai, chawal hai, sabji hai, wahi hai sara. But you'll realize after 5-6 months. If you regularly eat prasad for 5-6 months, you'll see. Your consciousness is changing. And they say you are what you eat. If you eat wrong things with wrong consciousness, prepared with wrong consciousness, then your consciousness will get polluted. So we have a prasadam. We can take prasad, and then after you go through, you can realize this. How many of you have regularly attended, have been regularly attending our programs in base? You can raise hand. Okay. So regularly attending morning program, especially morning program. See the morning program. So you find the change in your consciousness? Yes, it's a fact. You attain and then you'll see. You'll feel, surcharged with the enthusiasm. You'll feel so light, And then you'll feel to do so many things after doing this morning program. You're so much enlivened, And then you feel to do so many activities. And then the whole day becomes so big for you. इतना कार्य कर दिया आज मैंने लाइक दैट लगता है अरे सुबह जो आपने किया था लगता है कल किया था मैंने लाइक दैट इट विल अपीयर लाइक दैट है ना भूल जाते हैं ना अच्छा आज ही किया था क्या मैंने ये कहा लाइक दैट एंड मेनी पीपल हु आर नॉट डिवोटी दे डोंट कम टू द बेस सो सो के उठते हैं 12 बजे है ना एंड देन 12 बजे उठते हैं उसके बाद थोड़ा 1-2 घंटे बेड पे उठ के बेड टी ये सब उसके बाद बेड पर ही थोड़ा सा बगल में लैपटॉप होता है थोड़ा सा उसमें जाते हैं फिर अंदर घुस जाते हैं फिर उसके अंदर अगर इंटरनेट है तो गूगल वूगल में भी चले जाते हैं और फिर 2-3 घंटे उसमें भी जाते हैं और जब तक वो रियलाइज करेंगे कि आज कुछ करना है 4-5 बज जाता है शाम का 5 बज गया जब 5 बज गया तो थोड़ा नहाए वहाएंगे फिर उसके बाद फिर शाम में थोड़ा घूमने चले जाएंगे शॉपिंग वॉपिंग करने जाएंगे फिर शाम में आएंगे उसके बाद याद आएगा अच्छा पढ़ाई करना है अच्छा अच्छा तो 9 बजे बैठेंगे पढ़ाई करने तो 2 बजे रात तक अच्छा 9 बज गया कुछ किया नहीं चलो अब करना शुरू करते हैं फिर पढ़ाई करने बैठेंगे 9 बजे और 2 बजे रात तक फिर 2 बजे सोएंगे तो फिर 12 बजे उठेंगे तो ये विशियस साइकिल बन जाता है यू अंडरस्टैंड यू आर इन टू ए विशियस साइकिल यू स्लीप लेट एंड गेट अप लेट एंड देन अगेन स्लीप लेट बिकॉज यू हैव गॉट अप लेट देन अगेन स्लीप लेट लाइक दैट दिस बिकम्स ए साइकिल यू अंडरस्टैंड एंड देन इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट come out of this cycle. Very difficult. So therefore, and study you are doing same hours, number of hours are same. Like that. And it is said that if you sleep in the night, from 9 to 12, if you sleep 3 hours, is equal to sleeping from 12 to 6, 6 hours after 12 o'clock. 1 hour before 12 o'clock is equivalent to 2 hours after 12 o'clock. So therefore, in Vedic ancient time, people used to sleep by 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Even today also, if you go into the villages, people sleep by 8:39. All lights are off and people. But they will get up at morning at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. Yes, yes. We have Gurukul in Mayapur. All the boys, children in Gurukul, they get up at 2 o'clock. Yes, and they sleep by 7 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock till 7 o'clock. So big day. And then they do so many things. So if you can regulate, these are called regulations. Regulations also helps you in developing determination. Understand? Determination. Like many times you plan but you can't execute, isn't it? You plan, today I will study for 12 hours. But ab so gaye aur 10 baje uthe hain so ke to kahan se 12 hours study karenge? No. So if you get up early in the morning and finish your rounds and then whole day is there, So 12 hours you can study very easily, like that. And you are determined, your determination will increase. If you are every day, regularly attending. So, because to do things regularly you need determination. So you become, you'll have a high willpower, strong willpower. And with that willpower, if you desire something, so many of you are prepared for civil services. This guarantee to all of you. If you regulate your life as a spiritual practice, is guarantee that you'll crack the IAS exam because so much determination you develop. If you have a goal that this, then you'll clear it. Because the determination is strong. So this is the benefit of regulation. Memory will become sharp because you are practicing you know, spiritual life, and then determination also will be there. Both things are combined with enthusiasm, you can do big, big things. That's how the things work. So, regulation is very, very important. And without regulation, we are just like animals. Animals doesn't have time to get up and sleep. उनको जहां पे भी मिलता है आप कुत्ते को देखिए कहीं भी विष हो जाता है और रात में कुत्ते देखिए बड़े एक्टिव होते हैं हैव यू सीन डॉग्स आर वेरी एक्टिव इन द नाइट एंड डे टाइम यू सी ऑल दी डॉग्स आर ऑलवेज लेजी स्लीपिंग यस इट्स अ फैक्ट यू कैन सी हमारे दशावतार सुबह बेस में जा रहे थे पीछे से 5 बजे और डॉग ने आके पीछे से पकड़ लिया पैर वेरी एक्टिव इन द नाइट बट इन द डे टाइम दे आर ऑलवेज लेजी स्लीपिंग सो सिमिलरली एनिमल्स आर लाइक दैट बट सम ऑफ द बर्ड्स लाइक यू सी बर्ड्स हैव यू सीन बर्ड्स दे स्लीप इन द नाइट एंड अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग एट यू नो 4 o'clock दे स्टार्ट यू नो चर्पिंग एंड लाइक दैट सो वी हैव टू बिकम लाइक यू नो बर्ड्स अर्ली इन द मॉर्निंग यू हैव टू गेट अप And then birds, of course, they chirp for, you know, immediately after that, not for Krishna consciousness. So, you have to chirp what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So therefore, early in the morning, as soon as you get up from the bed, immediately you should chant Hare Krishna, Mahamantra. Immediately, the first thing you should come out of your mouth, you should chant. हरे कृष्ण हम देखा हॉस्टल्स में लड़की जैसे ही उठते हैं तुरंत गाते हैं कि ए दूर के मुसाफिर हमको भी साथ ले ले या सब मूवी सॉन्ग्स दे सिंग यू नो तो उनका कॉन्शियसनेस वही रहेगा होल डे सो वी हैव सीन दिस आई एम नॉट जोकिंग इट्स अ फैक्ट जैसे ही उठते हैं उनको पिछले रात जो मूवी देखा वो याद आता है और रात में सपने भी वही देखते रहते थे तो वो जो देखते हुए उठेंगे सपना में वही गाएंगे द होल कॉन्शियसनेस इज पॉल्यूटेड सो व्हेन यू गेट अप एंड आर इमीडिएटली एसोसिएटिंग विद डिवाइन एनर्जी देन यू बिकम डिवाइन एंड देन होल डे गोज सो स्मूथली एंड सो नाइसली सो चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा इज वन ऑफ द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट इफ यू कैन डू सो मेनी अदर थिंग एटलीस्ट यू मस्ट गेट अप इन द मॉर्निंग एंड चैंट हरे कृष्णा सो आवर बेस program is like mold like that. And from 4:30 to 7:30 we educate our students. See, see, kya fayda hoga aapko? You'll see that by chanting Hare Krishna, as you saw in the drama, that mind is very powerful. Mind is defeating, distracting. Jab wo padhne baithta hai, to usko movie ka yaad dilata hai. Aur jab movie mein dekhne jata hai, to usko bolte tumhe padhna bhi hai. This is nature of mind. Jab wo movie dekh raha hai, to movie bhi theek se nahi dekhne deta hai. जरूर अरे मूवी देख रहा है तुम्हारा एग्जाम है परसों और जब एग्जाम आगे किताब खोल के बैठे अरे पढ़ाई क्यों कर रहे थोड़ा सो जाओ ना दिस इज माइंड माइंड बिजनेस इज टू नॉट लेट यू डू एनीथिंग नाइस दैट इज द नेचर ऑफ माइंड अगर आप कुछ भी करोगे तो उसमें आपको खुश हिज पर्पस इज टू मेक यू अनहैप्पी दैट इज द पर्पस ऑफ माइंड दैट इज हाउ इट हैज बीन क्रिएटेड टू गिव यू ट्रबल टू गिव यू सफरिंग That is the nature of matter, mind. So the mind has to be controlled. Mind has to be controlled. So how we can control the mind? So you saw that in the drama that devotee entered in between mind, you know, and Kali Yuga. So Kali Yuga means what? Who represents the Kali Yuga in your life? बताइए हाँ वेरी गुड फ्रेंड्स नॉन डिवोटी फ्रेंड्स है ना देव कम अरे क्या कर रहे हो माला कर रहे हो अरे ये क्या हो गया बाबा जी है ना दे डू ना एंड दे विल डिस्ट्रैक्ट अरे अभी अभी तो मस्ती करने के दिन है क्या कर रहे हो बाबा अभी तो मस्ती करो ये सब इस तरह से दे विल डिस्करेज यू फॉर स्पिरिचुअल प्रैक्टिस So what I should do, my dear friend? Oh, very good. Now you have asked proper question. De athatu brahma jigyasa. De athatu maya jigyasa. So now I'll tell you, there are so many things to do. Don't you know? अरे आज टीवी पे ये सीरियल आ रहा है, क्रिकेट मैच भी है, आज इलेक्शन भी चल रहा है कॉलेज में, है ना, सो मेनी थिंग्स, एक्स्ट्रा करिकुलर इवेंट्स भी है, कल्चरल एक्टिविटी है, दिस दैट, स्पोर्ट्स है, फेस्ट है, सो मेनी थिंग्स, नो माला करने का टाइम कहाँ है, सुनो, यू आर वेस्टिंग योर लाइफ, ऐसे बोलते हैं, है ना, सो दीज फ्रेंड्स दे आर लाइक कलीग. और आप जब एग्जाम में फेल हो जाओगे, पढ़ोगे नहीं, इधर उधर, मैंने देखा है आईआईटी में लड़के ज्यादातर टाइम जो है ना, दे इन्वेस्ट इन यूजलेस थिंग्स, दिस कल्चरल इवेंट, एक्स्ट्रा करिकुलर एक्टिविटी, एनसीसी या एनएसएस क्या क्या बोलते हैं, एंड देन वेट द टाइम ऑफ एग्जाम दे आर नॉट एबल टू परफॉर्म नाइसली, देन वॉट डू डू, दे गेट फ्रस्ट्रेटेड, देन दे गेट एडिक्टेड टू बैड हैबिट्स, एंड दे आर फेलिंग, और देर many students they said that they are not happy. They come to us and they say they are not very happy. No? So these are the agents of Kali Yuga. No? And they will try to distract you. They will give you movie to watch movie. They will give you liquor to drink and cigarette to smoke. In the beginning they will give you free of cost. And my dost hu. तू मेरी बात नहीं मानेगा. Yes, I remember, once upon a time. Of course, I was not in Krishna Pond that time. So I was doing my BTEC, So I was some other, by the mercy of Krishna, I was the topper of my college that time. So first year I was topper, second year also. So therefore, and I was the only person in my class who would never take any intoxication. All people in my class, they used to smoke. This was a common thing for them. Smoking, liquor, watching pornographic materials, these are common for them. And they used to have a meeting in a big hall. There was a common hall, common room, and all of them would sit there and they would play blue films. And these blue films, I don't know in your college it happens or not, but in my college it was very common. Yes. And then they would all sit in one room and close the room, and they would sit there. And they were so, they're enjoying so much. Yes. And then, but I was not interested in all these things, so I would that time study, And then when the exam comes, then there are so much frustrated tension, anxiety. And I would be relaxing at that time. So they would work hard and study whole night, and then I was easily relaxing, and then when result will come I will be on the top. So they will ask, how you are not studying so hard during the exam time still you got top? I said that I never watched all these wrong things. Throughout the semester I used to balance my time so that I should study properly. So once they invited me, you are our friend or not? I said, I am of course your friend. So they said, today we have a party, so you have to come and you have to drink with us. I said, okay, I will come. So I went, because that time I was not a devotee. So some of that I was not so strict. So I went there, and then they said, okay, you take this, liquor. मैंने बोला बड़ा प्रेम से दे रहे हैं, इतना प्रेम से तो और कुछ कभी देते नहीं है ये लोग. सो यू सी माय एजेंट्स आर सो सो एक्टिव. सो मैं बोला नहीं नहीं ये तो बड़ा तो बोला कोई आप चिंता मत करो, आपको थोड़ा देखो एक गिलास पानी है ना, इसमें आधा पानी मिला दिया है, उसमें एक एक वन कैप विल पुट, दैट्स ऑल. Yes, one cap will put. तो मैंने बोला अच्छा ठीक है, one cap. So then थोड़ा सा डाल दिया उसमें one cap. उसके बाद अरे थोड़ा सा वन कैप ही डालो उसको पिया, इतना कड़वा था वो। मैंने बोला ये लोग कैसे पीते हैं इसको। मैंने बोला बाबा ये क्या है, व्हाई यू आर वेस्टिंग योर मनी। दैट वाज द ओनली यू नो सिप यू नो इंटॉक्सिकेंट इन माय लाइफ यू नो वंस। आई सेड सो हॉरिबल टेस्ट इट इज एंड दिस पीपल आर एंजॉयिंग इट। This is called Maya. It's horrible. Actually, it is painful. It is painful. But because we have become addicted to it, you know, therefore it appears that it is happiness. Just like a camel. You know camel?
Yes, sir.
Camel eats the thorny, you know,
bushes.
Thorny plants, bushes, you know, desert areas. And when it eats the thorny plants, the thorns penetrates the, you know, palate, tongue and palate. So blood comes out. So when the blood comes out, then it is very tasty. Salty hota hai na blood. To usko bada maza aata hai. Are chutney bhi mil gaya. Chutney khaya aapne? Dhaniya ka chutney? To ha sauce. Acha bada maza aa raha hai. Lekin baad mein kya hota hai, wo jo ghav ho jata hai wo kya hota hai, dard karta hai. Baad mein kuch bhi khata hai to karta hai. So similarly the addictions are also like that. In the beginning, you know, it appears, this is a mode of passion. In the beginning it is pleasure, but in the end it is suffering. But in the mode of goodness, you know, in the beginning it is little, it appears that little, you know, trouble, but you will get happiness forever. That is the beauty of goodness. So, what we are supposed to do here is that, we have to understand importance of regulation. So regulations are so important in our life. This will help you to help develop the good habit. So these agents of Kali Yuga are always active. I was discussing about agents of Kali. So these Kali agents are always active to distract you from the right path. They will always tell you so many ways. They will come to you whenever you take mala. What are you doing? No? Like that. Are you going to a spiritual class today? अरे बाबा आपको ब्रह्मचारी बना देंगे, सारा जीवन चौपट हो जाएगा आपका, है ना? आपको पता नहीं है हरे कृष्ण वालों को, है ना? उनका यही मिशन ही है, है ना? और इससे आपको डराएंगे, असल बात को, जबकि हरे कृष्ण आंदोलन में ऐसा है नहीं, है ना? इन आवर मूवमेंट 99% पीपल आर गृहस्थ, है ना? बट इनको क्या करना है, इनको उससे मतलब नहीं, इनको किसी तरह से आपको डिस्करेज, that is their business, that is their purpose. No? So we have to be very smart in how to deal with such people. No? Otherwise, and just like you saw mind, you know, so mind gets attracted. So the how do we become a smart? Devotee enters into the picture. And devotee comes and then he gives Bhagavad Gita. No? Please read this. The mind says, are ye kya kar rahe ho? No? You saw? Mind was, you know, coming in between. Devotee bola tha, udhar jao. उधर जाओ, मत दो भगवद गीता इसको, वो ले रहा था, मी सोल है वो, ही इज लाइकिंग भगवद गीता, है ना? सोल लाइक्स भगवद गीता, बट माइंड इज द कल्प्रिट। व्हाई माइंड इज कल्प्रिट? बिकॉज इट इज इन्फ्लुएंस्ड बाय कली। तो माइंड डजंट अलाउ द सोल टू टेक भगवद गीता, टू चैंट हरे कृष्ण। ऑब्स्टेकल, आप चैंटिंग करने के लिए बैठोगे, क्लास में बैठोगे, आपको नींद आएगी, माइंड सुला देगा आपको, सो जाओ। अच्छा अच्छा बात हो रहा है, अभी सो जाओ, अच्छा बात नहीं सुनना है ना? और जैसे ही आप क्रिकेट मैच देखने के लिए बैठो, अरे सो एक्टिव, यू नो, अलग अलग एक्सप्रेशन आते हैं चेहरे पे, छक्का मार दिया तो एकदम कूद रहा है माइंड, है ना? आउट हो गए तो ऐसे बैठा हुआ है, मुंह लटका के बैठा हुआ है, अरे ये आउट हो गया, ऐसे नहीं मारना चाहिए था उसको, कैसे मार। सो माइंड इज वेरी एक्टिव, इजंट इट? वेन वेन वॉचिंग मूवीज माइंड इज वेरी एक्टिव, and whenever you start doing any good thing, you will see your mind is not cooperating. Have you realized this? You sit for a study, you will see mind will not cooperate. Never. It's not, the nature of the mind is to distract you from good things. So you have to focus, you have to control your mind. And how, the best way to control the mind is called, you know, chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare.
By chanting Hare Krishna, you'll be able to control your mind. This is the best way. There is no other process. Other process doesn't work. Like meditation, silent meditation. Like, you know, this Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni, he was doing tapasya for how many years? He did tapasya for 10,000 years. Sitting in one posture for 10,000 years, he was meditating, you know, on the personal feature of the Lord. And then Vishwamitra Muni, Menaka came, Indra was very anxious that he is going to take my post. Katena, swarg mein kursi ka chakkar. To swarg mein bhi kursi ka chakkar hota hai. Devtaon ko dar rata hai ki mera post na le le. So therefore, he sent Menaka. And Menaka came, so Menaka ne apne paayal jo hai wo, you know, chan chan. And just that entered into the ear of Vishwamitra Muni. And what happened? Immediately Vishwamitra Muni's mind went out. Just imagine, 10,000 years back, remembering the ankle bells of his wife. And then, sanskar, old sanskara, aroused in the heart. And immediately he felt strong, you know, impulse for lust. He got up and then he saw Menaka standing. And then he proposed Menaka. You see, 10,000 years of tapasya is finished. Proposed Menaka. And then Menaka, he begotten children, you know, daughters from Menaka. Yes. So, Shakuntala. So, like that, we see that great sage. Similarly, Sabri Muni. Sabri Muni, another example. 60,000 years of tapasya, entering into the ocean. Unko dar tha ki bahar rahunga to istri ko darshan hoga. To isliye acha hai samudr ke andar chale jaate hain. Hai na? Samudr ke andar ghus gaye bilkul. Inside the sea, ocean. And andar jaake tapasya kar rahe hain. Hai na? And then suddenly he opened the eyes and he saw two fishes. One he fish and another sea fish. They are doing sex. Unko dekh ki kya ho gaya? Agitation. And then he became so much agitated, he came out. जब बाहर आए तो उनकी दाढ़ी बड़ी हुई थी, शरीर में एकदम ना सड़ा हुआ था, दुर्गंध आ रही थी. He came out and he went to the king and he said, I want to marry your daughter. राजा ने बोला, ये क्या हो रहा है? आपसे कौन करेगी शादी? उस सुदरा फिर बोला, ठीक है शादी, अब मैं तो चाहता हूँ आपसे शादी कराना पुत्रियों की, लेकिन पुत्रियों को जो मन होगा वही होगा. तो डॉटर्स के अंदर से we don't want to marry to him. So Sabri Muni, by his power of tapasya, he got a very fresh, most beautiful body. जब अच्छा सुंदर शरीर हो गया, सारी बेटियां आपस में लड़ने लगी, मैं शादी करूंगी, तो मैं शादी करूंगी, है ना? And then Sabri Muni married all the 50 daughters of this king. You understand? Mind is so powerful. So therefore, your entire effort can be finished within 1 second by mind. Yes. So, how to control this mind? So, by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the best way. But you see, in another way, there is a devotee, Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was the disciple of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was chanting Hare Krishna. One prostitute was sent by king to distract him. Prostitute went to Haridas Thakur and prostitute said that, my dear Haridas, I want, you are so handsome. Haridas Thakur said, thank you very much. He said, you are so handsome, so young, and I am also very beautiful, so why not let us unite? Haridas Thakur said, I will fulfill your desire, but please sit here. Baith jaiye, thoda mera mala bacha hua hai. I have taken a vow to chant how many rounds? 3 lakh names every day. 192 rounds. How many rounds you all chant? Six. And Haridas Thakur every day he chant 192 rounds. So he was chanting, I have taken a vow to finish this many rounds. So will you wait for till the time my rounds are finished? So the prostitute was waiting. Okay. So one, the night passed, whole night. The prostitute said, "Oh, you said you'll fulfill my desire, but you did not, you know." She said, "See, I'm sorry. No, I will fulfill this today, suddenly, this is the second day. Today I will finish my rounds and then I will finish your, fulfill your desire." And second day, again she came and she was sitting, Hare Sagar chanting, you know. Again she said, "You know, you did not fulfill my desire today also." He said, "Oh, I am sorry. Today certainly, you know, Je prasade pure sarvasa, all your desires will be fulfilled by me. Just wait one more day, is the last day." You know, and the prostitute was sitting whole night and Hare Sagar chanting. And suddenly one surprising thing happened. That by the night time, night ends, Haridas Thakur heard a voice, somebody also is chanting, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama." And then Haridas Thakur said, "Now I can fulfill all your desires." So then this prostitute got surprised, and tears started flowing from the eyes of the prostitute. She fell down at the feet of Haridas Thakur. And then she said, begged, "My dear Haridas Thakur Prabhu, please forgive me. I came with this wrong intention to, my life is sinful, please purify me." Haridas Thakur said, "The first day when you came, I knew that you are coming with this intention. I could have left that day itself, but I stayed here 3 days just to deliver you. Otherwise, I had no business to sit here. That first day I would have left this place. So now you sit here and you chant 192 rounds every day. And I am going to somewhere else." So prostitute started chanting 192 rounds and became very famous devotee. You see, how Vishwamitra Muni was distracted by Menaka, but Haridas Thakur could win over Maya. How? Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the most powerful method of controlling the mind, purifying the heart. This is authenticated by the scriptures, that the most powerful means of purification. Because the Hare Krishna Mahamantra purifies the tendency to commit sin. Yes, yes. That is the benefit in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You know, it develops higher taste through which you can give up all your desire for lower taste. So by chanting this mantra, you can very easily, you know, overcome your bad drives, bad habits. But for that you have to be regular. That is a very important message. That you have to be regular, steady. Yani ek din kiya aur 10 din gayab ho gaya. No, every day, regulation through regulation. So you can start with 4 rounds. Of course, standard is to chant 16 rounds. 16 rounds every day, one should chant. This is the principle. Prabhupada Guru said 64 rounds every day. But Prabhupada saw that people are so busy nowadays, so they can't chant 64 rounds. Prabhupada said, minimum 16 rounds, Prabhupada ne bola tha. Na? Par abhi hum log kya dekh rahe hain? Ki wo bhi muskil hai logon ke liye. Na, 16 rounds bhi muskil ho raha hai. Prabhuji, 16, 2 ghante. So hum bola, thik hai, chalo 4 round kar lijiye. We are more merciful. But we should understand that it's not very good. 4 rounds is just like oont ke muh mein jeera. Like, anartho ka bojh itna bhari hai, 4 mala se kya hoga? Kuch nahi hoga. At least 16 rounds has to be chanted. If not today, after 1 year or after 5 months, 6 months, if somebody can do today, that is the best. If you can manage your time and you can start today chanting 16 rounds, that is the safe position. But if you not, because of study pressure or so many things, then have a target that after 1 year or 2 years, as soon as I finish my all these liabilities, like somebody is preparing for civil services or like very hectic schedule. Engineering students, I can feel that they can find out time, because they have a lot of time for watching movie and cricket match and all these things. Just you have to curtail those things, you know, and socializing with the friends. And just curtail those wrong engagements and dovetail that in the chanting Hare Krishna. It's possible, because we have many students, like IITs, they have a lot of pressure for studies, but there also we have students chanting signals. Like our Harshvardhan Prabhu. Kaha hai? Harshvardhan Prabhu is from IIT Delhi. He was in M.Tech doing his M.Tech that time, he was chanting 16 rounds. And we have many engineering students, like we have Pankaj, you know, from G.V. Pant Engineering College, he's chanting 16 rounds. and we have Saurabh Prabhu and Subham Prabhu, Pushkar Prabhu, they are chanting 16 rounds. So it's not that we can't chant 16 rounds, you know. It's not like that. Prabhuji, mushkil nahi. Kate, wherever there is the will, there is a way. It's possible. It's possible. But it's up to us how much we take it seriously. And you see, if you chant Hare Krishna, so many, today we are wasting time in so many things. Those time you will be able to save by controlling your mind. So then that time, if you invest 2 hours, you will save your 4 hours every day. 4 to 5 hours. So it is investment. You are investing, but you are getting more return. So ultimately it is not a loss. No, ultimately not a waste of time. It appears that it is waste of time, but it actually gain. You know? So gain even for your studies, academic advantages. So you all can make vow today. Therefore this camp we have named it, what is the name of the camp? Sankalpa camp. Sankalpa. You have to take vow. You know? Vow that I will chant this many number of rounds. So how many of you have today you are taking vow to chant 16 rounds? Anyone? Oh, so many. Very good. Like that. It's not impractical, it's practical. Why I'm saying it's practical, you know? Because many students are doing it. They have more study pressure, study load, but they are doing it. So why you can't do? It's possible. How many of you would like to chant every day 8 rounds or more than that? Okay. And how many of you would like to chant between 4 to 8? And how many of you would like to chant between 1 to 4? Okay. You're from which place? Mukherjee Nagar. It's difficult for them. And they are prepared for civil services. So it's, they have very less time. But even if you chant 4 rounds, that is appreciated for you. He's already doing. He's doing, but of course, and like that. So how many of you doesn't want to chant? In spite of hearing so much, everyone should chant. You understand? There is no exception. So you take vow that I will do it. Then Krishna will give you intelligence. He will protect you. You should have faith. Study with discussing about faith. So you should have faith that Krishna will properly protect me. He will not let me get down by chanting Hare Krishna. If you have this faith, you can do it. And you will see that you will get more than what you are getting today by chanting Hare Krishna. So thank you very much. And we will stop here. And now we will have MAIT students, I don't know what is the program. Now we wanted to have the small workshop session for 15-20, half an hour on chanting Hare Krishna. We can have? So today we wanted to teach you all, you know, how to chant Hare Krishna. You know? Because there is a proper way to do it. And if you do mistakes, then you will not get the proper benefit. So everyone can, I think we can have a group, we can divide all of you in the groups, you know? Groups of 8. Kinke paas beads nahi hai? Anyone who doesn't have got beads, any one of you? Koi, sabke paas beads hai? Kitne logo ke paas beads hai? Haath uthaiye. ये माला है, ये देखिए माला, मेरी तरफ देखिए आप लोग, इसको बोलते हैं माला, इसको बीड बोलते हैं, है ना, बीड, है ना। तो कितने लोगों के पास ये है? नहीं है? अच्छा, आपके पास नहीं है? अच्छा, उनको दीजिए। यू कैन गिव बिहाइंड बैक साइड एंड Please be seated, silent. Hari Bol. Baithe rahiye. I want to all of you to get divided into groups. You know? Groups of 8. You know? 8 logon ka group banake alag alag jagah pe baithiye. हरे कृष्ण, आठ या दस के ग्रुप में बैठ जाइए, ओके, इन ए सर्कल, यू हैव टू सीट इन द सर्कल, फॉर्म ए सर्कल एंड सीट इन द सर्कल, ओके। नाउ आई विल रिक्वेस्ट आवर एट वॉलंटियर्स, प्रतीक प्रभु, रवि प्रकाश प्रभु, हर्षवर्धन प्रभु, अनुराग कृष्ण प्रभु, पीयूष प्रभु एंड शिवम प्रभु, आप लोग ये हर ग्रुप में बैठिए जाके, एक एक ग्रुप में अलग अलग, यू चूज ए ग्रुप एंड सीट। एंड MAIT से भी कोई बैठ सकते हैं तो अच्छा रहेगा, ग्रुप में बच्चों के साथ समझिए। हरे कृष्ण, नाउ यू ऑल कैन जस्ट वॉच सम इंस्ट्रक्शंस, स्पेसिफिक instructions we are going to just see you, okay, can we start?
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing is that those who are chanting for the first time or maybe may not be clearly aware, and many of you will be knowing also, but actually I would like to repeat same thing, how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You see, this is called Krishna bead. This one is at the center is called Krishna bead. Okay? जहाँ पे end होता है. Now this is the first bead. Okay? First bead. So we hold this bead with this like this. You see me? ऐसे पकड़े हैं. ये दो उंगली अंगूठा और middle finger. ये दो से हम लोग क्या करते हैं, उसको पकड़ते हैं ऐसे. यू सी हाउ आई एम होल्डिंग, ठीक है. और ये जो फिंगर है, यू कैन टेक सपोर्ट ऑफ अदर टू फिंगर्स, दिस टू फिंगर्स ऑल्सो टू होल्ड, बट दिस फिंगर इट शुड नॉट बी यूज फॉर चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण, बिकॉज दिस रिप्रेजेंट्स द टू थिंग्स, वन इज डर्टी, वी यूज इट फॉर डर्टी थिंग्स, नाक में हाथ लगाते हैं. Another is to point out somebody's mistake, false ego. This represents our false ego. So we doesn't use this finger. Okay? So इसलिए आपके बीट बैग में एक छेद किया हुआ है, आप देखिए. रवि प्रकाश प्रभु, आपने अपने ग्रुप में लीडर्स दिखाई कहाँ है छेद, वेयर इज द होल, सो इट टू देखिए, तो उसमें अगर आप उंगली डाल देंगे तो कोई चांस ही नहीं है, वो छू ही नहीं पाएगा, है ना, कोई चांस नहीं. इसलिए बड़ा अच्छा से डिजाइन किया है हमारे डिवोटीज ने, ना? तो इस तरह से अभी आप क्या करेंगे, एक मंत्र होता है हमारा जिसको बोलते हैं पंच तत्व मंत्र. कितने लोग पंच तत्व मंत्र के बारे में नहीं जानते हैं? ओके, तो मैं नहीं जानते तो आपको बताता हूं मैं, आप नोट करके बाद में नोट भी कर सकते हैं, अपने ग्रुप में जो आपके बैठे हैं उनसे नोट कर सकते हैं. पंच तत्व मंत्र है श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद. ये पंच तत्व मंत्र है, इसको एक बार चैंटिंग करते हैं हम लोग शुरू में, ठीक है. इससे क्या होता है, हम लोग भगवान का नाम लेने के योग्य नहीं है. क्यों? क्योंकि जब हम भगवान का नाम लेते हैं तो अपराध करते हैं. भगवान का नाम अगर हम ले रहे हैं और वहां पर ध्यान नहीं है, कहीं और ध्यान है, तो ये क्या है, एक अपराध है. जैसे कि आप चीफ मिनिस्टर प्राइम मिनिस्टर को अपने घर बुलाया और घर में बुला के बोले आप बैठिए मैं सो रहा हूं, है ना, या आप बैठिए मैं थोड़ा सा घूम के आता हूं मार्केट से, तो ये क्या हो गया, दिस इज एन ऑफेंस. सो सिमिलरली वी आर चैंटिंग हरे कृष्णा मीन्स दैट वी आर लॉर्ड इज प्रेजेंट देयर. व्हेन यू चैंट हरे कृष्णा मीन्स दैट यू हैव इन्वाइटेड द लॉर्ड एंड इमीडिएटली लॉर्ड इज प्रेजेंट देयर. एंड लॉर्ड भगवान आ गए और आप सो रहे हैं, है ना. कई बार देखते हैं भक्तों को हरे कृष्ण सोते रहते हैं, तो भगवान भी सोचेंगे क्या कर रहा है, ये सो रहा है मुझे बुला के, अभी तो बुला रहा था अभी सो गया, है ना. तो इसलिए अपराध है, कई प्रकार के से 10 नाम अपराध हैं जिसको कि हम लोग कर सकते हैं. तो इसलिए ये चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा है, उन्होंने बोला है कि जो भी पंच तत्व मंत्र को अगर बोलेगा तो उसको नाम अपराध से छुटकारा मिलेगा, उसको डिस्काउंट मिलेगा, है ना, डिस्काउंट, है ना। ये दिवाली ऑफर है, केवल कलयुग में चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा के द्वारा संभव। तो इसलिए इसको मंत्र को चैंटिंग करना बहुत जरूरी है, है ना। और उसके बाद जो है तो यहां पे पहले यही फर्स्ट बीट पकड़िए, सब लोग पकड़ लिए, पकड़ लिए, ओके। आप आपका बीट कहाँ है, ये नहीं पकड़े, पकड़ो, ये बोल दिया, नो बोलिए, ठीक। तो सब लोग मेरे, फिर इसको इस पे बोलते हैं श्री कृष्ण।